act like it didn't happen.
Okay.
You can do a Lucy impression.
Lucy!
Paranormal. That was just me. Welcome to Bunta Vista. It's a bonus episode, and here we are inside Theo's intro hole, which he stated today at 2:14 p.m. is dry and bare. Boy, is it tight in here. Venturing deep inside this tight little hole, come across a fork in the road. Two paths lie ahead of you. On one side, your train. On the other side, Clive Owen is standing barefoot and pregnant, beckoning you to also become pregnant. Your belly inflates as you wander down the second path, stopping to rest as you're approached by a cloaked woman, clutching a basket of goods for sale. Throwing off the hood, you see a bearded and visibly British woman. She goes by the name of Andrew. Madam, what wares have you to trade?
Oh, hello! I got a $10 voucher to TGI Fridays. That's it.
What can you get for 10 bucks at TGI Fridays?
Very little. You can get one third of a cocktail.
I think I might pass up on that one today, maybe.
Fuck you.
Oh, she's a very rude woman. Very rude. As the path of this dry and bare little hole widens, you find a mysterious figure seated on a desk chair made of bones. You walk in circles around the man, but on every side you can only see the same thing. It's the back of a small head and hands clutching a handheld console. He cannot be reached. He does not exist on this plane. You know him now to be the man Theo. You decide not to disrupt. You decide not to disrupt the delicate.
Not even giving him a right of reply.
No. He's made his reply. He's made his
playing Elden Ring. I can't pause this. Hey, also, I was worried. Like, probably, I don't know, 2-3 months back, there was an intro when everyone gave me some body parts, and you gave me a set of knockers, and I was a little worried that was a bit like, you know, maybe this is stretching our relationship here. But you know, it's fine to be wandering inside my dry, tight little intro hole. Apparently, just
it's
like
tight and dry.
Tight and
oh, the dream
and dry. It wasn't happening for me today. It was really forcing a kidney stone out for the intros. So I do appreciate
it's kind of just like the creative flow we have. You know, you put something down, I pick it up, we run with it.
Yeah, you got the slime flowing for this one, so that's good.
The slime's flowing. It's really lubricating the intro hole. Further up the road, you're overcome with a sense of dread, spying the health bar of a level 2 infested barbarian. Prepare to kill him in one hit. It's enemy of the show, it's Tom Walker. Hello, Tom.
Have at me, end my life. Swing your sword if you think you can.
How are you so ready for that?
At all times, I'm
okay. At all times, I'm ready to push the button that pushing the button that makes me British.
Oh. Wow!
And check this out. I can be Demi too.
I'm bisexual. Just kidding.
You know. With the GoXLR, it can really do it all.
What equipment there we can only dream of having. We should get one of those.
We should do those. Oh,
it's fun to have a GoXLR, man. Check out what you can do, you know.
GoXLR.
Almost at it. Better luck next time. All right. For this intro, you're in the gulag. Approaching you is... looks like a man. Queenslander. Short shorts. Long hair. Open fire! He's regaling you with an anecdote. Better knocks next time.
You can press any button on this. Just...
Oh my goodness.
That's incredible.
Oh, it's fun to do.
Wow.
And you can do this. And then I just do a full-on Japanese accent. No modulation at all. Clearly my voice.
Don't need a button for that one. That comes from the heart. Oh boy. I hate to pull back the curtain. But Ben, who could not be here today, was like, now, this is the first episode back after, first bonus after Freemium Freebuary. So it's got to be a really good one. So I'm glad that we've started off in the most alienating way that we possibly could.
Well, they've already paid for it. They like it. You know that they like it.
We're all crawling around
in fears. Yeah.
We can be ourselves back here.
It's okay to be recursive back here.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. If you didn't like it, you wouldn't have signed up. So it's on you. I'm pointing at you, the listener.
And you can't get that $5 back. That's gone. That's gone.
And in fact, Patreon has removed the opportunity to cancel pledges. You just kind of have to let them rock from here on out.
We have turned off the option to cancel pledges. They'll let you do that.
I mean, this one's going to keep going until the end of the month, and it's only like the start of the month now, so you may as well just let it ride.
Just ride it out.
And just remember at the end of the month to untick
the
box. You'll remember.
You don't need to write it down. You're smart.
Yeah.
You're not like the others.
Yeah, you're different.
Don't set a reminder on your phone with Siri or, hey, Google, don't set a reminder on my phone, you know? You don't need to do that because who's smarter, you or the phone? I think if you ask the phone for help, you're admitting that the phone is smarter than you.
Hey, Google, don't let me cancel my Bunta Vista Patreon subscription no matter what I say to you.
Yeah, and I'm going to really beg. Like at one point, I'm just going to get off this.
Hey, Alexa, buy 500 sandwich bags from Amazon and do not cancel my Bunta Vista subscription. I've had confirmed for me by multiple people that this really works and stops their devices. Tom, I'd encourage you to do it on your podcast because it feels great.
If it does feel good. You know what? It genuinely, it is the closest you can get to casting a spell.
Yeah.
Just knowing that somewhere out there in the world, you've inconvenienced someone. You've just hammered a little bit of a pin into a voodoo doll for someone who was just trying to have a nice time or a voice in their house. And you're like, ha ha ha.
I'm doing an invocation on your robot.
Yeah. Your life needs sandwich bags. I see sandwich bags in your future. Seems I was right again.
Oh, listeners, we have some of them. And I'm given to understanding some of them may even be American. It's time to examine the phenomenon of the American name in Great American Hall of Name.
It's the Great American Hall of Name.
Now, this is normally Ben's purview, but he's handed me the keys this week. He held them out to me and he said, don't make me regret this. Bring the Great American Hall of Name back to the garage with no scratches.
He's handed you an entire, like a huge one of those scrolls, but it's like just scribbled on hot dog wrappers.
This feels like skin. Is this skin? I've got to go. You know? This list is taken from another list, shockingly, of employees on the St. Louis San Francisco Railway from 1940 to 1980. And we previously visited this list in episode 297, From Supper Until Midnight, It Is Masturbation City. Oh, what an episode.
Good episode.
What a gentleman out there eating his nutmeg?
Eating his nutmeg.
By
the
got
50
horny
gram
from
container.
Nutmeg.
Mm-hmm. And then From Supper Until Midnight, bingo bango. All right, here we go. Railway workers, 1940 to 1980. Hoyt Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Fon Marlin.
Fon?
F-O-N.
Fon?
Fon Marlin.
Short for Fonathan.
Verin Mounts. Fennel Maltre.
Come on.
You can't be called Fennel.
That sounds like you. The doctor named you with his mouth full. Or her.
Gary Pang. Juris Pargo.
It's Latin for something.
Great.
I'll work on that one. We'll come back to it.
I think you've Lucy, you have crafted the rare wild card joke that can be used in any context.
You think it, choose your own joke, choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
You think of something that would be funny to you and slide it in there.
Yeah.
Dow Pate.
Hmm.
Catard Payne.
Huh.
I don't think we say that anymore.
That's C-T-A-R-D-E.
Catard.
Nothing Catard-A. Between the C and the T?
Uh-uh.
Catard. Like a Catan?
Yeah.
Franf Pig. It started and ended with an F. It's got to be the first time I've ever heard that.
Pig.
Franf.
Fred. It's rare for a first name to be strong enough that it can take the heat off of Pig. It's rare that Mr. Pig won't be going by his first name.
Delbent Purdue.
Okay.
Krauf Ausley. Another one ending with F. Krauf. Krauf. C-R-O-W-F.
C-R-O-W-F.
Krauf.
Krauf. Krauf.
Toothless dog barking at you from a window.
Mm. Aw, hello.
Krauf. Gerstle Ramsey. Forriest Rasco. Furman Petite.
Come on. No.
The Little Fur Man. Great name to give you a little dog. Petway Plunk.
These are just getting too much, like, yeah, these are too much pet names. The next one's going to be like Mile Ittle Guy. This is too much.
Tip Piper.
That's all you need.
Vernard Nightingale.
That's quite pleasant, actually.
What a lovely feel on that one.
Mm.
My name, I say, using an anachronistic match to light a cigarette. Vernard Nightingale.
Oh!
Walter Nutshell.
That's nice. Mm.
Horace Primo.
Oh, that one's got some hair on it.
I don't know if it's Mr. Pig who's kind of polluting my name, my mind here, but that sounds like a delicious type of sausage.
Horace Primo. Mm.
Man, yeah. Imagine biting into a big stick of Horace Primo salami or something, you know?
You got to get them to like bring that out of the like humidor in the back. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Freshly sliced, yeah.
I'm going to need 20 grams of Horace Primo. That'll be $45. Mm. Ernest Points.
Hmm.
Choice Price.
Come on.
It's just two nouns.
Discount ass.
Brand power.
Pink Prude. Orange Peoples.
We talk about them a bit on this show.
I thought you guys moved away from American politics.
It's the Dutch. Gusty Record.
That's nice.
Uh-huh.
Now this one's nice. August Napper.
Oh.
Who wouldn't love to take a nap in
August Nap.
Little August Nap.
That's quite pleasant.
That's a really nice name. Reminds me of the friend I have who friend of a friend got their kids to pick their own middle names and was like, just pick something that will always make you happy. You know, pick something you like that'll always make you happy. And so his kids' middle names are like birthday and cake.
Why would you ever let a child pick their middle name? That's fucking insane thing to do.
My son, Dennis Minecraft.
Dennis Minecraft Pig.
And, Tom, what is your beautiful wife's middle name?
Pizza.
Yes.
By Deepo? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she changed it. It was originally Rose.
Oh.
But then she changed it because she was like, I hated Nana Rose.
Fuck you, Nana Rose.
It actually made us getting married a bit harder because it took a while to convince people that it wasn't, like, we weren't trying to do a stupid bit. Her middle name was actually Pizza. The wedding office.
I love bits that, like, whose inconvenience clearly and largely our
ways. It sucks. I was having to convince them that it was real, that yes, I was in love with her. That one had a lot of sticker.
Who was I listening to the other day? I was talking about old movies where the amount of effort put into something that is for like one shot that goes for like 3 seconds, you know, that's the good stuff. That's the best shit in a movie.
Might have been on Mike Tober or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Farage, YKS. They were talking about that in reference to old movies. And that is correct. We just watched Big Trouble in Little China last night.
Oh, what a treat. Mm.
What a movie. And that has, you know, so many moments of just like 3 seconds and then you know, of the hardest working prosthetics man in Hollywood just laboring his knuckles down to the bone on that thing and then cut away, never mentioned again.
How do we get this guy to look like he's getting real big and his eyes are coming out for 3 seconds?
Exactly what I was thinking of.
Ford Pace. On a Reddit. We're sorry for what the computer did to your name.
Yeah.
It's really, really ruined.
That was a normal name to have in 1940.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks to the valor, kind stranger.
Farmer Marsh. Commodore Maggard.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I don't call people Commodore anymore.
Commodore Maggard sounds like what happens to you after you have, like, two... like. That's a realistic Captain Morgan. That's like the Captain Morgan rum guy's fucking Mr. Hyde. Oh.
Admiral Knuckles.
Again, that rocks. Sexy.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And Ben has rounded out the list, as is his custom, with the following names.
Okay.
James Penix.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie McCock.
Yep.
And Richard McNutt. That's the Great American Hall of Fame. I mean, name. Name. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck's sake. Every day with this.
All the Trash Futures guys, Trash Future guys would be like, all right, we're going to have another take at that. That is.
Yeah. Let's just go back.
Really,
read
like,
that one again.
A lot of effort into it over there.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
They don't. No. And it's really scary to think of what'll happen when they find that out.
I like the reference to YKS because, like, clearly that's the opposite extreme, right? Like, two very funny guys who are putting zero effort in for upwards of 2 hours at a time.
Now, but here's the thing, because I'm like, look, I don't know Mike too well, but I speak to Jesse with, you know, a lot of regularity. And it takes...
I suspect Jesse is very hardworking.
It takes a mind-boggling amount of work to do that podcast for some reason. But every time you listen to like a Jessuary or a Farage or whatever, that Jesse has been like stressed about the game up until hitting record. Like he has worked so hard on every part of it. It rules.
Your Kickstarter sucks. The podcast we love.
Yes.
Forgetting the name of your own segment, it's the one thing we didn't want to happen. It's time for the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This comes to us from Sky News. Grandmother left dangling 7 feet upside down after getting stuck in shop's shutters.
Mm.
What is it about things happening to nanas that just... ruins you, Theo. I feel like one of the things that just destroyed you the most was that was the grandma spinning around on the
rotating
helicopter?
Nana. Oh, that's one of life's great like joys.
That one's universal, but
and the blast testing.
The blast testing.
You gotta laugh.
I'm up there with you.
You pretty much have to laugh.
So I was laughing because I was immediately imagining her like dangling from her legs like a kill in a zombie town or like Mussolini being strung up for some like unspecified grandmother crimes at Kmart. Hood over her head.
What's a grandmother crime? What crime is Nan doing? I think she's shoplifting.
Cheating a bingo?
Be so easy to shoplift if you're a nana.
Yeah.
I don't actually think it'd be easy to cheat a bingo. They say the numbers, and if you don't have them on your sheet, it's probably pretty hard to fake.
Yep.
You just wrote those numbers on the edge of your paper, you old bitch.
Misgendering her grandchild in a birthday card.
String her up.
Yeah. Mm.
String her up.
A grandmother was left dangling upside down after her coat got caught in a shop's security shutters. Anne Hughes, 71, was seen on
CCTV. I know she was making some Anne. Noises as she went up in the air.
Oh my word. Ah!
She was seen on CCTV being lifted 7 feet into the air outside a convenience store in Rhondda-Cynon-Taf. Why does Ben always leave the Welsh names to me? Huh?
You got it. Rhondda-Cynon-Taf. What else could it possibly say? No, need to explain.
She has been dubbed Super Anne in her home village in Wales and said the incident, quote, could only happen to me.
Hmm. Oh, good. There is a photo.
What are you
saying? There is. Oh, simply fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I had that queued up to send to you, Tom.
No, I couldn't possibly wait. She's still holding on to
but
her
she's
bag.
She's holding her walker. She's holding her little nana trolley.
She's got a, yep, there it is.
Oh, if she fell, she'd be dead. Nana would be dead in one hit.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. We're breaking the left hip from the right. Like, the shockwave's going all the way through.
I think, look, I'm not 71. I am 41, and the idea of being dropped from 7 feet high onto, like, straight down onto my shoulder is terrifying. I would be in hospital so bad.
Yeah, I could
be
pop at
all
any point.
Fucked up.
Mm. Falling over hurts so bad.
Mm.
And yeah. Because also, it's been like, you know, you probably have like a few decades off.
Mm.
And then you get back into it and you're like, ow. Well, man, do they make ground harder or something? Or does it like go faster now? But it doesn't. It just hurts still.
I went down a step like yesterday and my knee just went fucking ow. Like it just like, and not even like weird.
As in you were just walking down the step?
Yeah, I just took one step down the step and it's like, you know what?
That
this
hurts.
One's, yeah, this one's on the bank.
Rolled a one here, pal.
Yeah.
And your knee was like, hey, you're not meant to use us for that. And you go, oh no, that's the main thing I'm using my knees for.
Mm. Oh, sorry, I just hit my water bottle on the counter.
It's dramatic.
It's the sound of Theo's knee as he takes a step down the stair. Speaking at her home near the Best One shop in Tonteg near Pontypridd, Miss Hughes said she thought at the time that she said her thought at the time was, quote, flipping heck, end quote.
I think my thought would be, I believe in ghosts now.
Mm. I am going to die.
Yeah.
It's just lucky I've got a good sense of humor, she said. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Miss Hughes was standing outside the store where she works as a cleaner.
She was at work.
Let her rest. Let this old angel retire. Come
71.
On.
71. Fuck me. Someone give Nana a pension.
Go fund me. Let her stay home some, you know? She was waiting outside the store for it to open when the electric shutters were raised and her coat got stuck. Oh, you stuck. Super Anne.
It's a real final destination way to die.
Footage showed her dangling upside down before a shopkeeper rescued her by holding her in his arms as the shutter was slowly lowered.
Oh.
Death really had to get on this one fast, so the plan wasn't very good. Because he was like, oh, fuck, gotta kill a 71-year-old Welsh person in a week? All right, we gotta get this plan out the door. Otherwise, it's just gonna happen, and I'm not gonna get any credit.
Oh, I forgot other people work there. Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
But while Miss Hughes says she was shaken up by the incident, she was not injured. And that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Just a little up and down.
Yeah. I do have, before we move on, I do have the photo I got up as it part of a Yahoo News article. Mm-hmm. And that article, it says, Anne was sporting a bruised face and black eye, but said it was from another accident.
Excuse me? What's Anne been up to on the weekend?
Maybe it's good we keep Anne working. Maybe it's good that she's
Man, it's got some fight in her.
Still up and about.
I think that she did. I think she is in a Final Destination scenario, except she already got out of it once. You know?
She's fighting enough death. She ain't going.
In Final Destination, they keep getting out of it until they don't.
But you can't. You can't cheat death's design is the thing.
No, that's...
Okay, yeah, Lucy kind of coming in here with some Final Destination 3 to 4 knowledge. I don't know if I told you guys, but a friend of mine once saw, like, she was meeting her husband's family for, like, a lot of extended family for the first time, and she saw a whole bunch of them in the corner looking at a phone, just going, and then she was like, oh, that's weird, and she walked up, and they were all watching a scene from Final Destination. Like, not the first one, but like the second or third one. And she was like, just watching this guy. I can't remember which one it was, but it might have been, let's say it was the one where the guy's like escaping and then like it gets the fire escape through the head, whatever. And they all watched that and we're just like, yeah.
Really makes
anyway,
you think.
And they all watched that together and then walked away. And she was like, what was that about? And one of them was like, oh, that actor is dating one of the cousins and we all hate him.
Oh.
he's like a prick. So they all bring up the video of him getting killed. Yeah, some guy. I don't know if it's that guy or what, but yeah, it's good.
Well, sometimes you get a headline about an old lady being caught in a shutter. Sometimes the headline is about something else. It's time for headline news.
Once.
This is the segment where we give you a series of headlines and nothing else. We will not deliver context. We will not deliver content. We will not be clarifying anything. First up, Friends of the Turtle discuss plans to reawaken building.
I will follow the quest hook. infiltrate Friends of Turtle.
The building was asleep.
You a friend of a? Are you a friend of the turtle?
A little sly wink to somebody.
Pull your hands in, friend. We know not what lurks within that shell of yours.
This man, 92, thought he ordered a collector's coin. $1,000 later, the coins kept coming. Terrifying. Buried. He's having the nightmare Scrooge McDuck situation. You know?
It's a very Twilight Zone for numismatists or whatever that word is. Coin collectors. Like coins, do you? Have all the coins in the world.
Yeah, he's getting jigsawed or whatever.
I like that you got to have your cake and eat it too about knowing the word for coin collectors. It's numismatists or whatever that is.
Genuinely, Theo, the risk is that it might be the right word or it might be just a word that's kicking around in my head because like I learned it while reading about guys who suck their own cocks or something.
Yeah.
We never bothered
to qualify that stuff.
A coin collector is formally called a numismatist.
My goodness gracious.
Wow.
The mind on
fucking Albert Einstein over here.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if I understand correctly, that is the main thing Albert Einstein was known for.
I'm known for my crazy vocabulary. I know all the words. Yeah. Look how long my tongue is.
That's how he talked in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Look how long my tongue is. I bet you could pick me up. I've got your hat.
Flirty Albert Einstein.
I've got your hat. You're strong. I'm skinny. Anyone could pick me up. Not you, I bet. My tongue is so long. Blah. I can make a clover. Blah.
I think you killed Theo.
My number's crazy. Wow. I work at the patent office.
What's the biggest number you can think of?
2. You're so smart. God, and I bet you could pick me up, sweetie.
I'm now just imagining Albert Einstein doing like flirty TikTok pranks.
Yeah.
Just approaching people on the street. I bet you can't pick me up.
Rate me out of 10.
Did you know there's a new disease going around? That you can, the only way to test is if you can hug someone for 10 seconds. Here we are.
$1,000 or 1 hour with me. What's it going to be?
Hour with Einstein. Hour with Einstein. Good choice. Good choice. I bet in that hour you can pick me up. Ah, up I go. Ah.
But now that I'm up here, I bet you can't keep me up here.
I bet you can't look me in the eyes. Nobody could possibly lift me and look me in the eyes.
Oh, don't put me on the bench. Don't put me on the
bench. Oh, good God.
He's trying to be sexy, but he doesn't quite know how. So he's like, I'm only wearing one pair of underpants.
I hear he only ever wore one kind of outfit because it was the sexiest outfit he could think of.
Mm. You know? He only wore one kind of outfit, but he made sure that you knew he owned a summer dress, which is quite nice.
I bet you're imagining me wearing the summer dress right now.
Albert Einstein in a sundress.
Albert, it's kind of something to think about, ain't it?
It's something.
Just imagine, like, Theo immediately opening Midjourney.
You don't even really need Midjourney. Just fucking open Photoshop. We got the tongue out photo. Now just like drag a hand doing a peace sign in there to the side. Immediately, the photo was taken yesterday.
I'm just putting Albert Einstein's head on the Marilyn Monroe vent picture. You know, he's holding that dress down. What could be under there?
I can only hold it up for so long. I bet you can't keep looking.
Next headline. Notorious Dougie Joyce. Hold on. Notorious Dougie Joyce reveals Gooch Gang boss cousin and addresses Colin Joyce rumors. What the f-
Notorious Dougie Joyce reveals Gooch Gang boss cousin and addresses Colin Joyce rumors.
Gooch Gang boss cousin.
Gooch Gang boss cousin.
Gooch Gang boss cousin.
Gooch Gang boss cousin. One gotta go. One gotta go. Me, I'm losing cousin.
And finally, naked man pulls gun on deputy.
Cool.
That one just gets the imagination going.
Get that gun.
Yeah. Slipping out of there.
He's actually reached behind the deputy's ear.
I don't think cops would like it if you went, got your gun, and did the hold it up in front of their face. Ooh, got your gun.
I think they would have a moment where doing the Turkish ice cream man bid to a cop with his service weapon.
Stop it. All the guys at the precinct are laughing.
How many times a day do you think someone gets really genuinely angry at the Turkish ice cream man?
I'd fucking hit him.
I know in my heart of hearts.
Shape
I would
with
know
me.
It. Yeah.
Because it's like when we listen to the Polish national anthem several times a week. And every time you think it's done, it's not done, you know? Imagine that, but for getting your ice cream.
Mm. Yeah. Like you're laughing, you're giggling the first few times, then it's like the fourth time, you're like, all right. Okay. And then it's like the sixth time, it's like, ha ha ha.
And it's only made worse because the people around you are laughing even harder because they can see that you want
you're
the ice cream.
You're getting frustrated,
now.
Yeah. Which is the funny bit.
Your kids stopped laughing because it's just kind of pathetic at this point.
Yeah, and they think you're pathetic and they no longer respect you as a father.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your wife doing behind the ice cream man? It looks like she's descending out of shot. he's still maintaining his every movement as crisp as before, but you could see pleasure in his eyes.
He's just doing the Turkish ice cream bit, but with a condom now.
It's getting worse for you to the point where your wife is clearly sucking off the ice cream man.
You still can't pick it up. You still can't get the ice cream.
Yeah.
if you get it, you can. I'll stop.
Just, yeah, getting even angrier because you still can't get it, and now his eyes are closed. How's he doing that?
God, you just got to get the ice cream you paid for. You just got to get it.
Yeah, you need to go to the corner store.
They'll just give you the ice cream that you bought.
Yeah.
It's great.
They don't even get it once for you.
It's got to be someone who doesn't get it for so long that the ice cream's melted by the time they get the cone, right? That's got to be the most demoralizing thing of all.
If you are that person.
Other than the cock sucking.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And the wife stuff. If you are that person, although actually thinking about it, if you are that person, are you going back in for more ice cream? Or are you just being like, I'm going to go home and buy a gun online.
Yeah, yeah. Fool me once.
Yeah. Mm. It's shame a real kill the NPC in Dark Souls and get his equipment anyway kind of.
Oh, folks, I tell you, when your wife descends out of eyeline near the Turkish ice cream man, that is a bad omen.
It's even worse because you know just down there she's trying to get the cock in her mouth, but it keeps sticking and sagging.
Oh, nearly had it.
You just
close to bringing me pleasure, aren't you? Surely this time, my glands won't coquettishly zig to the left.
And it's crazy because his hands are busy with the ice cream.
It's all giggles.
Talented man. Very talented man.
Oh, he's not moving his hips in this scenario. It's
no,
just like
no,
his...
it's just zipping.
Powerful
it's just
giggles.
Zipping. I think it could be some hips. But, yeah, no, I think he's bringing everything to bear. If we know one thing about him.
You don't have to be happy about it, but you do have to respect it, you know?
Trying to get the ice cream off the Turkish ice cream man and just being like, please, I'll do anything. I'll suck your cock. This has gone on for so long. And he's like, all right. And you get down on your knees to suck his cock and you go to suck it and he quickly tucks it between his legs.
Whoop. Up.
Go, okay, well, I guess I'll waddle around to his back on my knees.
Yeah, he puts like a napkin over it for modesty, and you put that in your mouth, but then there's nothing in it. It's just an empty napkin. Fuck! Turkish ice cream man!
Finally get your lips around it, but it's a trick glance.
It's just like a magician's thumb.
Oh boy. It's time for omens and portents.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God and bow down to his will.
Brief bit of portentous news here. First up, a two-headed calf was born in Dawson Creek, Alaska, on February 16th. And a calf with two faces was born in Kaplan, Louisiana, on February 28th.
Damn, we're hitting every poem in the world, huh?
I'm straight up killing that calf.
Bang.
Like, it's dead.
Which is scary to you? Two heads or two faces?
Two
which
faces.
Are you taking out, Lucy?
Two faces.
Two faces
is no good. Two Where heads is like,
faces?
Oh, two friends. But
yeah.
Two
yeah,
faces
that's fine.
Is bad.
Yeah, two heads is sort of like, well, I might see where this is going.
Yeah. Two faces, that's not of God.
We have a simple rule on this podcast. One face per head. You know,
have
as many heads as you want. But you got one face on each head.
One face per
Do they
head.
Have different thoughts?
The faces?
The two-head one? No, the two-head one. Like, and...
They do, right? Isn't it like there's conjoined twins?
Yeah,
but are they like conjoined twins?
But conjoined twins have a whole, like, body between them, right? It's just that they're sort of... But this is one body, two heads.
Just glued an intersection?
But what would be in the head if not a brain?
But there might be, like, you know how there's... There's the forests that are all the one organism. They're all like the same tree kind of. Or like the mushrooms that are like kilometers wide and you can only assume that all the mushroom is having the same thought at the same time.
And brother, we call that Mother Gaia.
Yeah. Yes. And do they have two souls then?
Oh, the cows?
Yes.
Two-headed cow?
Yeah.
Where does the soul
two-headed
begin?
Cow gets one soul.
Yeah.
One soul between them, indivisible. Hmm.
Yeah.
No, I think it's divisible.
So you can't take one of the heads then and graft it onto like a tree or a sheep or something.
Like a remote control car. You guys want to see my fast cow? A little nitro motor on it. You got to mix the oil in.
All right, Theo. Quick thought experiment for you. Does the grafted scion in Elden Ring, how many souls does that have?
Grafted scion. I don't think I've come across the grafted scion.
Oh, you're interesting.
Have I?
It's the thing that kills you right at the start of the game.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, because like it's sort of like it's like a mess, right?
Yeah, it's got a lot of arms and heads and legs and stuff. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. And like, I think it's got
and like
any
a nice
souls.
Persian rug draped over its back.
Yeah. So you can't really see what's it's modesty rug. It's probably
I'll
like
never
statistically
tell.
It's got a few cocks under there too, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
You start sewing enough bodies together.
Even if you weren't trying to get one, you're gonna get some in there.
See if you can see what's under my rug. I bet you can't lift it up. Don't lift my rug up.
I've been sitting here genuinely like I've been like ping ponging back between like being laughing too hard at the Turkish ice cream man and then at the idea of Albert Einstein saying I'm the flirtiest person at the patent office. Everybody says I'm the office flirt and it's really ruining me. It's really ruining my life.
You wouldn't believe how many people have offered to give me their patents. 28-year-old man named Dylan Glass, born on a leap day, became the father of a son, Archer, also born on a leap day.
Hmm.
And
crazy.
A 40-year-old North Carolina woman, Dr. Kai Sun, born on a leap day, gave birth to a daughter, Chloe, also born on a leap day.
Wow. So we got a 6-year-old and a whatever the second number is divided by 4, because this took me that long to divide the first number by 4.
Uh-huh.
Giving birth. That's cool.
So that's some real The Seventh Sign shit. I don't like that.
Yeah, you gotta kill that kid. You gotta get that thing out of here.
Okay, we're 2 for 2 for Lucy
immediately getting a gun.
Having a swift death is the solution.
I don't want to mess with the occult. You know, I'm out.
I feel like, yeah, if Lucy was in, say, Rosemary's Baby or The Omen or anything, first time the kid does some funky shit, she's like, I'm taking Damien for a walk to the pond.
Yeah.
And I'm
you gotta
taking
have no
my,
tolerance.
We're taking all of our pet rocks with us in this bag.
Yeah.
That's really dark to think of Sylvia Plath filling her pockets with pet rocks.
We've all got the googly eyes on them.
Fuck.
Coroner taking each one out of the pocket and trying not to laugh.
He's saying a brief hello to each one.
Sir.
Trying to set them down in such a way that the eyes don't jiggle. Because it seems disrespectful.
Turning each one away from him. As each one comes out of the pocket. Sorry for your loss.
Slowly and respectfully closing each one's eyes.
Oh boy. A woman who is in too much of a rush to kill something that looks even slightly off. Hey, Pobody's Nerfect. It's time for Pobody's Nerfect.
Pobody's Nerfect. No. No, Pobody's Nerfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Pobody's Nerfect. No.
Now, time to see if Lucy identifies with the lady in this story. This comes to us from KPNX in Arizona.
Guy with two female friends. I'm sure you two will get along.
Well, this is just after the topic we just discussed.
Okay.
From KPNX in Arizona, the Phoenix. Peoria mom, quote, grossly mortified, end quote, that she ran over child in park, husband says.
Oh.
You shouldn't have been in the park in the... Okay.
The mum accused
blaming
of...
the victim, interesting, Tom. But...
Yeah. Well.
Well, no, no, I don't think the victim is the woman who ran over...
I mean, that's what the headline kind of makes us feel.
So she feels bad about it.
Yeah.
The mum accused of driving her vehicle through a Peoria park and harming a child feels regretful about the whole situation, according to her husband.
What? Babe, go tell them. I'm too shy. I'm too shy to tell them myself.
Or is this the husband running some, like, unauthorized PR for
her? Yeah, probably. She probably doesn't regret it at all.
Stop talking to the fucking press. Stop talking.
Babe, the reporters are outside. I'm just going to go and just say something.
I don't care. She's got a Steam Deck. Big bowl of nachos. Okay.
Brandy Gotch, 30, was arrested this week after she confronted a group of kids at a neighborhood park Tuesday afternoon over alleged bullying. After yelling at the kids, witnesses observed the mum recklessly drive through the park and run over a girl's leg.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's actually kind of funny.
Okay, yeah, no, this is turning into like fucking.
Her kid's not getting bullied again.
Yeah.
All right, you little cunt. Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna go over there. I'm gonna hop back in my car.
I'm gonna get into my American power armor and collide with you. With the weight buff that conveys.
Hey, teens, you can't do this, can you?
Smash.
The perfect weapon.
Using my soccer mom class, I can actually counter your attempts to evade.
I'm sorry, I was looking for a picture of this lady, and I've got the alternative headline here. Woman arrested after alleged rampage against kids at Peoria Park.
Oh, my God.
You never want to be in the news with your face and name and rampage.
Mm.
You know?
Hardly a rampage.
Yeah, rampage needs multiple people, I think.
Yeah.
Mark Ullery, the suspect's husband, told 12 News that people are, quote, grossly blowing this out of proportion.
She's got two legs, the girl does.
Yeah.
She didn't kill anybody. She just ran over one kid who was a bully by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Are you pro-bullying? Like, you like bullying? Shit.
Yeah. She was trying to kill somebody, but they were fast.
Quote, she didn't try to run the kid over. She didn't try to do anything of the sort, he told 12 News. Ullery said the situation was the result of schools not effectively addressing their family's concern of bullying.
I love this. Husband supporting his queen.
Yeah.
Mm.
How do we square that circle, though? Him saying, you know, she didn't try and run her over.
But if she did, it was the husband, school's fault.
Yeah, that's right. But the husband, yeah, like, and you know, it's because of bullying that she tried to run her over, which
whatever
she
didn't,
by the way.
If she did it, it wasn't her fault, that's for sure.
She did it for honorable reasons.
Yes.
I think is what he's getting at.
It's good that he hasn't gone just like ghost protocol and denied that his wife ever existed or that the mission was ever put to her.
Is that an honorable kill? If you,
I don't know if you're going to Valhalla.
quote, I feel that if the school.
Sorry, Andrew just sent me a photo of the lady.
Quote, Brandy I Gotch? Feel. That
oh,
if
yeah.
The
yep. She's got a darkness in her.
Oh, does she?
Got a darkness got, in her, but.
She's got an anger.
I'm lucky that I am where I am in my life right now because she's.
You could fix her.
I think. Yeah. my first thought was that she looks like one of those. I don't know if you've ever seen the Twitter account Mug Shorties.
Yeah.
She could be on Mug Shorties.
She could be on Mug Shorties.
She has striking blue eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks a bit like, particularly in the orange jumpsuit that she's wearing, she looks like a bit like Laura Prepon in Orange is the New Black.
She does, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can still get pregnant from Prepon.
Quote, I feel that if the school would be held accountable for their actions and actually would tolerate a zero-tolerance bullying atmosphere,
yes,
this could have 100% been avoided, mm-hmm, said her honourable husband.
I think that applies to other students. I don't think that applies to like a bunch of teens telling that you're drip socks or whatever.
Were they bullying? You think they were bullying Brandy at this point? Not a kid? That could have been.
I don't know. I haven't really been following along.
So, Theo, what I'm taking away from context clues and also the article that I'm reading is that this lady, her child has been bullied. And
yeah, she's Mama Bear.
She's gone down to the park to say,
yeah, you don't mess with Mama Bear.
Knock it off. And then to be real cool, she's peeled out and accidentally, mind you, run over a child, you know? But here's the thing. Wouldn't have happened if the school had made sure that her wiener kid didn't get bullied. Has she thought about raising a less bullyable child?
Yeah, do you think this is one of the classic things where she was like, I was just trying to drive insanely close by the child to let her, let the child know I could crush it at any opportunity. She didn't dodge. Back in my day, kids dodged.
The way I am picturing this is that she has hit a completely unrelated child.
Ah.
I reckon she went down to the park, yelled at some kids, peeled out and drove away and has just run over the leg of some completely unrelated child sitting in the park having a nice picnic.
I will say, I don't think anyone not guilty was at the park. I think everyone at the park deserves God's justice.
They all had their part to play in this.
Yes. They could all have stopped this. They could all have stopped me.
If this woman's concerns had been addressed, then she simply wouldn't have gone blind with rage.
Mm.
You know? Mm.
Yeah.
So there's only one thing for it, really. Yeah, which is that any school that ever gets a call from any parent about not liking something that their child has passed on to them, has to immediately and severely discipline, probably expel the kid that's been accused. Otherwise,
you got to run over that kid on the schoolyard or someone else is going to do it for you.
Perhaps there's a school bus they could use to collide with the child.
Mm.
I got to say, as a parent, sometimes one of my kids will be like telling me about something that happened with another kid at school, right? And they're telling the story. And as they're telling the story, you're like, I kind of feel like some important context is missing here.
Yeah.
What did you say to this kid in the 60 seconds before they told you to fuck off?
Oh, yeah, you're just getting the one side of the story with kids.
Yeah,
it's
and then
great.
They say, then you know, my kid will go, oh, I just told them that, like, their hat was fucking stupid and only an idiot would wear it. You know?
I was simply walking around and existing and experiencing the world and
suddenly
giving my viewpoint.
Out of nowhere,
which you told me to do, Father. You said I should express myself.
Mm-hmm. We genuinely tell our two children when they come in from like outside or another room and say, she did this, she did that. And we say, we cannot adjudicate this conflict as we did not witness it.
I really liked, I did, I was lucky enough to visit Andrew, and there was a moment where one child brought a grievance against the other to you, and I believe you, your reaction was going something like, oh, boring.
Andrew hates kids. Andrew fucking hates anyone else's children.
Incredible moment where he completely nailed the response because the kid was just like, well, yeah. All right. Boring. I can't do this.
Nobody wants to hear about this. No, let's talk about real concerns. Let's leave the boring shit out.
What's your opinion on Palestine?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet they don't even have a fully formed view on it yet.
What's the last Steven Seagal movie you watched, my child?
In an interview with police, Gotch said when she drove up to the park, she believed the group of kids were bullying her child. So,
wait, so her kid was in there or was she picking up her kid from the... Is she finding the kids who have been bullying her kid and they're hanging out in the park nasty style? Or, like, you know, a fucking random encounter, like they're going to get beat up by Kazuma Kiryu? Or is the kid there Or is she retrieving the kid or not? Is she just, like, at the end of a quest?
It feels that way, right? Like, she's like, hey, I'm at the park. And then when she gets there...
yeah.
There battle music are. Starts playing.
Like there the man are. Said.
Yeah. Kill Bill music, foot revving on the accelerator.
Mounted combat is allowed in this encounter.
What do you want? Douche.
Though Tuesday's incident resulted in a child getting hurt, Gotcha's husband claims she wasn't aware her vehicle allegedly struck someone, and she feels, quote, grossly mortified. I really like that this dude is just like, don't charge her with a crime. She already feels embarrassed.
Also,
and that's punishment enough.
We are veering away from the lady apologizing or saying I'm sorry at any point, I'm noticing. Even the husband is not, like, apologizing on her behalf. It has all just been like, yeah, she feels really bad. She didn't think she did it.
Yeah.
She probably didn't even.
Yeah, it's really bad. Though. It feels terrible that that kid got run over by, you know, whoever it could have been.
Mm.
We don't even know.
We all agree that that child shouldn't have gotten what was coming to them.
That's not what's at play.
Because of course we do. We're all just regular people bound by the world and its social constructs.
Yeah. Dutiful husband continues.
Hmm.
She said that all the tensions were high. She didn't intend on hurting anybody. And it was just mishandled and a very poor matter. But this is not my wife. This she is, like I said, she's not an abusive person.
Hmm.
The mother of four was booked into jail and could be facing charges of aggravated assault against a minor and endangerment.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel
sounds
like
right.
If you run over a kid, that's gonna happen to you.
They don't like that in there.
No.
It is. Look,
they've got crimes on the books for that.
We're gonna have to. They don't have to invent a new word.
Yeah. I don't know how it is in other cultures, but in the Western cultures that we live in, generally frowned upon to run over somebody else's child in your SUV.
I enjoy that you've left the space for. Other cultures to enjoy
it's
that.
It's not for me to tell them what's right or wrong, you know? I'm not going to show up in your culture and say, hey, don't run over my child with an SUV. If it's cool there, I'm not going to make a big deal.
That's very big of you, Andrew.
It is, isn't it? But my kid wouldn't be getting bullied anyway. You know, they'd be cool. Oh, boy. Tom. Hey, let me ask you a little question. Do you maybe have any comedy shows that you'd like to plug?
I do. I'm going to be up in the Gold Coast doing shows, and I'm doing them in Melbourne too. And I got one big show in Sydney. And it's going to be so nice to do them. I've got a whole month in Melbourne for the comedy festival.
I'm going to come and see the Sydney show.
I know. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to have you in our city.
Is it...
Don't. Yes.
I can ask you that question later, don't worry.
Yes, it's funny.
Oh, it fucking better be, I swear.
No, what
God.
Was the what was the
I
question? You
God.
Feel free to ask.
I was gonna say, do I still need to buy a ticket for that? But then you also
No, I'll
said,
comp you.
No, I'll give you a ticket.
No, I believe I told you to not buy a ticket because you were making the journey.
What if it was an excellent prank and we got somebody to look after our kids and came to Sydney and you were like, psych!
Yeah.
Slammed the door of the venue in my face.
Door of the clearly not sold out venue. So much
full.
Room available.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, check me out at the Gold Coast Laughs Festival from, I think I'm doing a show there on March 23rd, and then I'm gigging around with Based Comedy up there. And then Melbourne Comedy Festival, I'm doing March 28th through April 21st. And if you are in New York City, go and see my friend Zach Zucker, who just got the New York Times Critics Pick. Go see Zach. He's on at the Soho Theatre Playhouse. He just got his shit extended by 2 weeks. I know there's some filthy Yankees out there listening to this. Go see Zach. He's in New York. It's the best show.
If you are from New York City, please write into mailbag@puntavista.com and confirm that you are from New York City. Tell us something about New York that only a New York native would know.
Yeah. What for $100... is the name of the convenience store that defines New York City. 7-Eleven. Aha! A pretender. Oh, and check out Demi. Sorry. Demi Lardner's doing a show with David Krayos.
who you might know from Taskmaster New Zealand. They are also doing a show in the Melbourne Comedy Festival. So check out Demi Lardner and David Krayos. Just have to plug my wife's show also.
Yeah, after your friend's show.
Yeah, well, you know, he just got a New York Times critic pick. It just happened like an hour ago. I'm happy for him.
Please go and see Tom. Go and see Demi. Listen to the both of them together on bigsofttitty.png. Also, Lucy has been absent for the last 5 minutes. I reckon she's gone to trivia night.
Yeah, she loves said that goodbye shit. And everything.
She loves that shit.
She sent a little message that said, "I'm ghosting."
She vanishes like the Turkish ice cream man's penis, just as you think you've got it in your mouth. You
know? I swore I was gonna get a lip on that thing.
Thought I fucking had it. Well, see you next time, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
You finally get him to come in your mouth, and there's just a napkin in there.
Damn it!
Ah!